And that was President Biden a couple of days ago announcing what the state is, or what the nation is doing, what the federal government is doing to fight this latest surge in COVID cases driven by the Omicron variant. Again, Tom Hauser in this morning from 5 Eyewitness News here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're joined now by Joanna Dornfeld. She is an assistant commissioner at the Minnesota Department of Health, but she also leads the MDH COVID response team, which, Joanna, I think makes you the busiest person in Minnesota. Is that accurate?
Well, Tom, we certainly keep ourselves busy at the Department of Health.
Well, you heard the president talking about what they're doing at the federal level to boost testing capacity and, of course, get more people vaccinated. Let's start with the testing. Why is it so important for people to get tested, maybe even if they're asymptomatic? Or is it important if you don't have any symptoms or any reason to believe you've been exposed to someone?
Well, testing continues to be an important component of our strategies to stop and slow the spread of COVID. Even if you don't have symptoms, it's important, particularly if you're going to be gathering with Minnesotans who maybe would be at higher risk of severe illness, to get a test just to ensure that you aren't positive and aren't spreading the disease to others in your, you know, friends, family, and network.
And now, what has the state been doing to make testing more available? We always want to stress to people, all of this is free. And so there's no obligation to pay for any of this. What is the state doing to make this more available?
Correct. The state of Minnesota, you know, over the course of the fall has increased our testing capacity. We are now operating 21 state-run testing sites throughout the state, offering both rapid and PCR testing testing options across the state. In addition, we are partnering with 16 local public health agencies who are also providing testing opportunities throughout the state, as well as working with some community-based organizations, our COVID community coordinators, who also host testing opportunities. Our goal is to ensure that testing is, as you said, both free and really barrier-free, but also spread throughout the state. In addition, the state has operated for more than a year now an at-home testing program. So Minnesotans can go on the Department of Health website and order an at-home test for free that will be delivered directly to their home that they can mail in to get their results. And we know that the more ways that we make testing available to Minnesotans, the more likely it is that they'll utilize those tools to understand if and when they might be potentially positive with COVID, and to that point take the appropriate measures not to spread it to others.
And how quickly can people get their hands on those if they order them, you know, through the website? I know in a lot of pharmacies people have gone and the shelves are cleared out of these. How quickly can they be sent out?
Certainly our at-home test kits, they are shipped, you know, with typically within 24 hours of the order being placed on the department's website, and so you can receive them, you know, really fairly quickly to your home.
And on the vaccination front, Minnesota, I know last time I checked the numbers, was one of the better states in terms of the number of people getting the booster shot. Can you give us an update on where that stands?
Certainly. Minnesota continues to lead the nation in terms of Minnesotans who have chosen to get their booster shot. We do have some more progress to go, and so we really encourage Minnesotans who have not yet gotten that booster shot, either 6 months after their Pfizer or Moderna, or 2 months after their Johnson & Johnson vaccine, to come on down to the Mall of America or one of the many vaccine locations throughout the state to receive that booster. It really is the best thing to maximize your protection against COVID at this point.
And is all of this being coordinated with the federal government? You know, we heard what the president said they were doing at the federal level 2 days ago, but how much of what you're doing is coordinated with them?
The state works very closely with the federal government to ensure that we're providing the most robust response possible for Minnesotans. And so the state lays the infrastructure, and where we have gaps, we certainly work with the federal government to augment our overall response. For example, we have close to 20 federally supported vaccinators at the Mall of America offering vaccines for Minnesotans, because we know that is one of the most important things to be protected at this point, is to make sure folks have those vaccines. And so, again, working closely with our federal partners to ensure we're providing the most robust response to Minnesotans possible.
And again, we're talking to Joanna Dornfeld from the Minnesota Department of Health COVID response team. She leads that effort. She's also an assistant commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Health. Can you give us an update on Omicron. I know I talked to the governor yesterday, and he said that he believes the Omicron variant is what he was infected with. Is that predominantly the case with anybody who's testing positive now?
No, we certainly are gathering data about Omicron every single day in Minnesota, kind of how we're watching it. And so we do believe that it is, if it is not the dominant strain in Minnesota today, it will be within a matter of days.
Yeah, and you expect that to continue for the foreseeable future? I know we're reading these numbers out of the University of Washington where they're projecting, I forget what it was, 140 million cases over the next couple of months.
We certainly, as we watch what's happening both in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, we do expect an increase in cases here in Minnesota as a result of the Omicron variant. It is, as we are learning, highly transmissible. And so we do expect that it is going to cause an increase in COVID cases here in Minnesota as well.
And so finally, what can you tell us about the best advice for people who are gathering for the holidays? I know I have friends who have said they've had family members suddenly test positive, and so their family gatherings are being disrupted. I'm sure that is multiplying throughout the state of Minnesota and, of course, throughout the nation. What's your best advice for people who are still planning to gather for the Christmas holiday?
You know, our best advice is to follow, many of the same, mitigation measures that we've all learned to incorporate into our life on a, daily basis here over the last couple of years. You know, the first and foremost is to get vaccinated. Make sure you have your first and second dose, and also your booster if you are eligible for those 5 and up. You know, really make sure that you're getting vaccinated. The second is to get tested, right? To get tested and to ensure that you don't have COVID, have an asymptomatic case that might put friends and family who are at greater risk of severe illness at risk. And then, also if you're going, out into a large gathering, to a public place, to wear a mask, but also consider just laying low a little bit, a few days heading into the holiday so you don't put yourself at risk of contracting the disease, and spreading it before you know that you might have it. As you're gathering, ventilation and masking and kind of all washing your hands, all of the public health measures that we've talked about over the last couple of years, we just really encourage folks to keep it up. We know it's been a long haul, and we certainly want folks to have the opportunity to gather with friends and family, but really encourage folks to do that very safely this year.
Because even though the early data shows the Omicron variant causing less severe illness, that doesn't mean that's going to be true for everyone, correct?
Correct.
All right. Joanna Dornfeld from the Minnesota Department of Health COVID Response Team and Assistant Commissioner of MDH. Thank you for all you do, and we appreciate your taking time with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Tom. Good to be with you.
All right, Joanna Dornfeld. We will continue here on News Talk 830 WCCO after a break.